Boxing Talk Show. My sidekick here, John Zimmo, Joe Cortez here. We're trying to have a lot of fun this week with our boxing show, the Fair But Firm Boxing Show. Hey, guys, a lot of things are going on, John.
No, don't I know it, baby. Don't I know it.
I mean, last week we had...
Miguel Cotto's final fight, man. Swan song.
Miguel Cotto, I'll tell you, he had a good farewell, but had a bittersweet because he looked good. But, you know, he hurt his bicep in the seventh round just when he started pouring it on. One thing about the guy, he has class. Oh. He did not complain. He didn't look for any excuses. He said it. He said, the guy beat me tonight. And Salam Ali is a nice young fighter who brings a lot of talent to boxing. He's still got a little ways to go because he hasn't really fought anybody with top credentials. I mean, the best one he fought was Jesse Vargas.
Who beat him.
And you saw what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
He got stopped by Jesse Vargas. But that was 147 pounds. Now we're looking at 154.
Yeah.
The guy's hit a little bit harder there. Cotto tried his best, but Cotto kind of like didn't have it on the chin.
Yeah.
Every time he got hit with a little solid punch, it wasn't even that hard.
Ali hurt him a couple times.
He hurt him about three or four times.
Yeah.
And I guess Miguel Cotto probably said to himself, you know, I know when it's time to hang it up. And I gave him a lot of credit for that. He's hanging it up at the right time. He's pretty well off financially.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all his marbles together. He has a good promotional company going for himself.
Yeah.
And Salam Ali's got a little start in his career.
Exactly.
He won the world championship in Madison Square Garden where he won the Golden Glove Championship years back.
Exactly.
So, you know, he's a...
What do you think he keeps fighting? You think he keeps fighting at 154 or you think he drops back down? Because I don't know if he can handle the competition at 154.
Listen, you know what?
There's a lot of monsters.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. I don't think he's going to want to give up that title.
No, I agree. You're right. He's probably going to have to stick around.
I mean, he just won it. And he's going to go 147. Come on. He's going to give up the title at 154 and start all over again?
I don't know, man.
You got it at 154, you know, defend a couple of times, see what happens.
There's some monsters in that division, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, if you hit it, you keep defending it. But I agree with you. But I just want to give a shout-out to Miguel Cotto. I mean, what a warrior. What a true champion. All these years, he's always been nothing but class, nothing but dignity, nothing but just a true champion.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I mean, just to fight through that torn bicep, he didn't even tell Freddie Roach, he says, because he didn't want it to be stopped. He wanted to go out fighting like he has his whole career and made no excuses at the end. Just said, look, this is boxing. And I mean, what a career. What a fight. What a guy. Miguel Cotto. Hats off to you, my friend. Seriously.
Hats off. You're right. But Miguel Cotto is now has a great career ahead of him.
Yeah, future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, definitely future Hall of Fame. You know, if it takes 5 years for him to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure that in the first round he'll be right in the Hall of Fame.
I think so too, man.
You know, he's definitely one of the great ones. You know, winning.
Well, you got a say in that, don't you?
Well, Well,
as a Hall of Fame inductor.
I'm an inductor myself. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but Cotto goes in with a 41-6 record with 33 big knockouts. But, you know, look at all the great fights he had.
I mean, oh, my God.
He had a great one. He lost some to some of the good ones.
Everyone he lost to, with the exception of probably Salam Ali, was, I mean, amazing. You got Margarito, and there was a lot going on in that one that wasn't, as we know. And then, I mean, lost to Pacquiao, lost to Mayweather. Look at, I mean, he lost to other Hall of Famers. I mean, the guy's a great.
Yeah, but he fought great fights out there.
Exactly.
He has some good wins under his belt. But now
he beat Zab Judah and Shane Mosley back to back.
Yeah.
That's a crazy
When they were all in their prime.
Exactly. Same year.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. That guy is a true Puerto Rican warrior.
I mean, Floyd Mayweather said it. The toughest fighter he ever fought was Miguel Cotto.
Pacquiao said it was the only time he was ever afraid in the ring is when he had to fight Miguel Cotto.
Well, Miguel Cotto was a true warrior. He gave it all he had. But he's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Talking
about the Hall of Fame, you know, we just had the...
That's today, right?
Yeah.
Just got announced.
Eric Morales, the first Mexican fighter to win 4 world titles. I mean, that's amazing. Then you have Klitschko.
Vitaly.
Vitaly Klitschko.
The mayor.
Yeah, he's the mayor now.
Mayor of the capital of Ukraine.
Unbelievable.
And not to mention the great Winky Wright.
Winky Wright. Well, Winky Wright with a 51-6 record.
Yeah, one draw.
Yeah, with 25 knockouts. But you know what? One thing about these fighters is I had the pleasure and the honor of refereeing these 3 inductees.
That's amazing.
I mean, refereeing Klitschko with Phil Jackson. That was in 2 rounds. That was in Great Britain. I was able to referee that. And
what was it like? What was it like being in the ring with Vitali Klitschko, current Hall of Famer, fellow Hall of Famer?
Hey, you know what? I had to look up. I had to look up at the guy. The guy's like
6'6" and a half, right?
The guy's
it's
big.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah, I feel like a midget in front of these guys. And then you had Eric Morales. I had the honor of refereeing him against Manny Pacquiao. As a matter of fact, he beat Pacquiao that night. It was a good fight.
That was the first Pacquiao fight I'd ever seen.
Pacquiao got cut. And
his face looks so bloody. Yeah, he looked like he got beat with a bat.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Winky Wright. I referee him with Fernando Vargas.
Mosley, I believe, and the second time.
And with Mosley, yeah.
And he beat him by majority decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great fights. I mean, mm-hmm. I was involved. Sometimes I forget about all these fights. There were so many of them.
I can only imagine.
And it's hard to remember so many close to 200 championship
I
fights.
I can't even imagine. I can't remember most things most days.
But it's always been an honor refereeing these fighters. And now they're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And they don't know how great of a feeling that is. I mean.
Well, they will.
Yeah,
they will now.
They will this coming June.
Because of you and your fellow voters. Oh, not to mention, actually, we got to give a shout out to, I believe, Jim Gray. Steve Albert.
Steve Albert.
In the Observer category.
And then you got Peter Cole.
Klaus Peter Cole.
He's a German promoter.
He was a non-participant this year.
Yeah, he put up a lot of great fights. I refereed in Germany many times, and he was one of the main promoters. And I had the honor of working on his car. He put on great cars when boxing was first starting out in Germany.
That's awesome. Man.
And I was going back 25 years.
Yeah.
I forgot how many times I went over to Germany, but I've been there so many times. And they treated me well. In any place in the world that I really traveled, I got treated, with class.
I believe that, man.
And people are really... they really want to learn the sport. And we had to teach the officials there how to referee boxing. And now they got great referees over there. I'm very proud. Take off my hat to them as well. Take off my hat to them.
Wearing hats.
They start to be great, great referees. And Peter Cole again.
You have any good stories about Jim Gray or Steve Albert?
Oh, my God. Those guys, they've been around the block a little. Well, Jim Gray started... in the sport around the same time I did back in the late 70s. And Jim Gray is still going out as strong. He's with Showtime right now. And every so often you get to see him at the, I think we have another technical.
Yeah, it's not red.
And okay. So we get to referee when these commentators are out there.
Yeah.
Beat, Jim Gray. Jim Gray has always been out there doing his thing. And, I see him every so often on CNN and Showtime. He's a steady on Showtime.
The guy's everywhere.
And I'm glad he got voted in with the other inductees. So it's going to be a great induction this coming June.
Yeah, man, that's exciting.
June of 2018.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I got inducted 2011. It seemed like just yesterday.
I bet.
And here we are going 2018 to see my former colleagues work the shows together. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we have... in boxing, we talk about all these guys that are doing so many good things for boxing. These guys are the ones that are keeping this boxing alive.
Don't I know it, man.
And with the retirement of Klitschko and Winky, these guys,
and the great Eric Morales.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And, pretty soon you'll see next year we hope to have other well-deserved champions.
Do you know who's coming up next year?
We don't know yet. It's too early.
We got a lot of stuff.
We got to get these guys inducted first.
yeah, we're jumping ahead.
Yeah, yeah, and then we'll have. But a lot of good names have been popping up. There's a guy from Puerto Rico, Wilfredo Vasquez, who was 3-time world champion.
Did he retire 4 years ago?
Oh, way before.
Oh, okay.
He'd been retired like 10 years or more.
Oh, wow.
He had a son, Wilfredo Vasquez Jr. who was active up until a couple of years ago. But the father, who was his trainer, he should be lined up for
a
3-time world champion.
Well, there you go. He checks all the boxes, right?
Yeah, yeah. And but there's so many other great fighters coming up. And fighters that have been retired that should be on the list. I know a lot of people have been asking, hey, how come Leon Spinks is not in the Hall of Fame?
I know I've asked you that.
Well, you know what? What happened is a... criteria in boxing with the International Hall of Fame in Kansas City, New York, that you have to be a champion for X amount of years, defend your title so many times. Leon Spinks beat Muhammad Ali. He beat the greatest.
Yeah.
But in the rematch, he lost to the greatest. 6 months later. So yeah. He doesn't, you know, qualify. And I don't.
It seems kind of arbitrary, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to see another category added into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. I'm going to see if I can talk about that with Mr. Ed Brophy, who's a dear friend, and I want to thank him for getting me on this committee for the as an elector. And I want to see if we can put maybe a create a category, call it the Legends category.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, a Hall of Fame should be like a museum of boxing, right? When you walk through it, you should be able to see it's like a book.
Everybody.
Like the story of boxing. And Leon Spinks deserves to be in the story of boxing.
Exactly.
Regardless of these arbitrary kind of criteria.
Yeah, I mean, he was world champion.
Unquestionably. He beat the greatest boxer ever.
He was an Olympic champion. You know, he won the Olympic championship. So, I mean, he was up there. You know, it was... I think he's deserving to be in there.
I agree.
We have to talk and see with the committee from the Hall of Fame, International Hall of Fame up in Canastota, New York, which is the main Hall of Fame. You hear Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. There's like 10 of them, right? It's like commissions.
Well, I'm inducted in 4 of them. I'm inducted
That's amazing.
At the World Boxing Hall of Fame, that's in California, the New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame, and the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. But the main one
that I
got inducted to was 2011 with Mike Tyson, with Julio Cesar Chavez.
What a class, man. What a class.
Yeah, yeah. Sylvester Stallone. And a lot of folks got upset.
Was he non-participant?
No. He was non-participant.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but they got him in there, and a lot of folks say he should not be done.
Leon Spinks isn't in it, but Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, if you don't like that at all, a lot of world champions. But you know what? Because of the Rocky movie.
Oh, you know, he did a lot for boxing.
He did a lot for boxing, but he didn't get inducted as far as the fighters are concerned. He got inducted as a non-participant. So yeah. I don't know why people are complaining so much about that.
I mean, it's just, I don't think that's a big deal.
You know, I thought it was good that he got inducted.
It's important for what he's done, yeah.
He brought a lot to the Hall of Fame that year as well, you know. So it was good to see him. I mean,
so you got inducted with Sylvester Stallone, Mike Tyson, Julio Cesar Chavez.
Katsuzu, and Nacho Berenstain.
That is a class, man. Was that 2004?
2011.
11 is what I said.
And you know what? I had an honor because I had something to do with all single, every one of them. I was able to referee Mike Tyson on 9 occasions. I was able to referee Julio Cesar Chavez 6 times. Katsuzu, I believe it was twice. And the Rocky Balboa, I was able to. I was the referee in the movie in
Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
That's great, man.
Not in Creed, but the one just before.
No,
Creed.
I know which one. Actually, Creed was Tony Weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then another great referee.
Yeah,
and,
he is.
And Nacho Berenstain, the trainer, I got to referee about 8 or 9 of his championship fights. With
That's
his
amazing,
fight, he got inducted as a non-participant as a trainer.
You've been in a ring with Mike Tyson 9 times and you're still standing. That's pretty impressive, man.
I was
yeah,
quick.
You're quick as what you were.
I was able to, you know, get out the way for those punches.
Bobbing and weaving.
But one day I got home, and I said, I had a black and blue on my thigh, and I said, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
After the fight. And I looked at the videotape, and I saw that when he was throwing a punch, the guy was going down. I jumped in. I tried to push Mike out the way,
I caught
a shot. Was it his fist or his knee? No, it was his fist. You know.
Oh my God! He took a shot from Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but
that's a good story.
I didn't go down, man.
No, not you. Not you.
No, I didn't go down. And you know what?
You had a tough. You were known for having a tough thigh.
I didn't even know it until I got home. You know, when you're the
that's
heat
adrenaline,
of,
brother,
when
you, yeah.
When you're the heat of the action, you don't feel nothing.
That's
like that.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, but that was a great year, 2011. So I'm looking forward to 2018 to see all these
guys.
Well,
we got to finish 2017 first, and we got a really good fight coming up to close us out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we got the...
don't I know it.
That's this coming
High
Saturday.
High tech, baby.
Coming Saturday.
This man, the myth, the legend.
This coming Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. Vasyl Lomachenko versus the Cuban defector, the man... Guillermo Rigondeaux.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. The man everyone's been ducking for years versus the guy who's already on all-time rankings despite only having 10 pro fights.
You know, he won 2 championships in 2 different weight divisions.
An assassin. They both are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Rigondeaux is 37 years old.
Yeah. Moving up 8 pounds, 2 weight classes.
Yeah, and he's 37. You know, I mean, you got to say to yourself, well, who has the advantage there?
You know? Rigondeaux, actually, despite being smaller, has a longer reach.
Well, and not only that, but... In the amateur ranks, Rigondeaux has about 390 Lizzie Rigondeaux has 463 amateur fights with 12 losses.
That's amazing.
And Lomachenko had 396 fights with one loss.
That's amazing. That's a combined like 800 fights almost.
That's like in the Guinness Book of Records.
It's crazy. To fight that many times without making money is insane.
But you know,
and they both have 2 gold medals.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, whoever heard of 2 fighters like this fighting at each
other? This is the most pure fight we've seen in a very long time. This is kind of what Triple G Canelo was labeled as, where you had Triple G, who was considered the guy who everyone was ducking, which he was, but Rigondeaux has been ducked by way more people than Triple G has.
Exactly.
And then you have the guy who's the highly touted, the next best thing, the future of boxing in Canelo, but you have that in Lomachenko, except for this is, I mean, casual fans don't know these people, and they should. These are great fighters.
Talking about casual fans, people have been asking me, hey, your sidekick, John Zimmer, was he a fighter or what?
Oh, do they really?
Yes. I said, no, he wasn't a fighter. I think he's a lover.
Yeah.
But actually, you're a comedian, right?
I do comedy around, just open mics and stuff like that.
Somebody said, you're being... he's not a fighter. He's a comedian. Can he say one of his lines?
Tell a joke right
now? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, man, dude. I don't know. Let me think of what I have here. God. Try and think of one of my jokes here. You put me on the spot, Joe.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah. Let's say... I like to say, oh, dude, I don't know. I can't think of, I mean, I got a lot of them, but not any podcast jokes.
I'm a better comedian than you.
You're much better. I lost.
Because I got a mind off of.
What do you got? Tell me a joke.
I tell you a joke?
Yeah, tell me a joke.
You want to hear another one?
I want to hear another one.
Anyway, but boxing has been great. We've been having a lot of fun with the talk show. But this is our first online here with
live,
the YouTube.
Man.
And I want you guys to retweet this to your friends out there and all our boxing fans. Let them know that Joe Cortez, Mr. Fair But Firm, will be on every week to share some of my boxing knowledge, some of the boxing latest boxing news. And John Zimmer here.
Yes, sir. We'll be here to recap that fight next week.
Absolutely. Next week going to be a good week reporting back. And, of course, before we wrap it up for the end of the year,
We got that recap episode 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, but we're going to skip the day after Christmas. We're going to skip that day, but we're going to go with the recap for the year 2017.
I think it'll be like a week before the day after Christmas is. So the 19th?
Yeah. You know, boxing has been, 2017 has been a great year for boxing.
A great year.
We've had so many great fights, and that's one of the things that the fans want to see again in 2018. It's going to be tough. I haven't seen this kind of boxing since maybe going back 10 years or so, you know.
Oh my God, in every division. We had that Superfly card in the beginning of the year and then we have Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, now the only reason I mention all these guys is because you went from
Andrew Ward with
oh my God, Andre Ward retiring on top. Oh my God, you have everything.
Andrew Ward.
We finally saw Canelo Triple G.
Yeah.
Mayweather with his final fight.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants to see a good fight this year. They got to see some of the good ones.
A lot of them, man.
They were begging for Canelo to fight a Triple G.
For years.
For years. But you know what? Oscar De La Hoya, his promoter, did the right thing. They didn't want to rush him too quick. He's still young. He's only 27. Why rush him when you're only 22, 23?
If you look at the pound for pound at the beginning of this year, you had Andre Ward, you had Chocolatito, you had Floyd Mayweather, you have all these guys, I mean, probably not Floyd,
I think he was
officially retired then.
Yeah.
But still, all these guys that no longer are on there or have moved down quite a bit.
The only one still hanging around is Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have him top for 10, pound for pound right now?
Well, that's a good one. I mean,
all time, for sure.
You definitely got Lomachenko in there. You definitely have...
you got to have Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford. You know, you have...
Lampley has him number one. I heard him the other day on his show.
Okay,
well... He's a great... I mean, not that... Yeah, but that's... I mean...
That's his personal opinion.
I know, but that's cool. I mean, Terrence Crawford's a stud.
He is definitely one of the better ones.
Canelo, Triple G.
Yeah.
You've got so many guys up there in that. Yeah. I mean, the pound-for-pound division's amazing. Plus, not to mention, I mean, if we're going to talk about Chocolatito, start of the year, I mean, debatably number one, now this is a guy who has gotten beat twice.
Well, he went up in weight.
Yeah, but do you have to put Rungvisai somewhere? considering he beat the guy who started the year pound for pound number one twice.
He definitely got to be up there.
Yeah, he's got to be up there.
You know, so, I mean, this boxing is just getting so interesting
it's
now.
It's exploding right now, baby. Every weight class, every country. I mean, remember when it seemed like it was just America?
It was only Latin America. Yeah, yeah. Now it's all of Europe, everywhere. Asia. They have all over the world.
Everywhere.
Boxing is really
every corner of the world.
It's taking off.
It's beautiful, man.
And you know what's causing that? Is that, first of all, you have with social media.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? So people are getting the word out there.
It's easier to watch these fights, too, man.
You watch these fights on the internet, on YouTube.
Everywhere.
And you get fights that are not, there's not even Sky TV, Eddie Hearns. Is bringing he's a promoter from Great Britain.
He's great.
In it, he's trying to put boxing together with the United States here. So he's got a couple of.
Oh yeah, Danny Jacobs is his, right?
Yeah, Danny Jacobs is his, and he has
obviously Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua. So he got two good champions.
He's got some other ones too, but I like that he's got an American in Danny Jacobs. He's because I mean you could use it. Anybody could use his promoting because he's good at it. And but you Danny Jacobs could use it.
Yeah, but you fans out there, you know, watching, you know that boxing is up on the rise. People say that boxing is dead. You guys tell them, dead where? Come on, you got a lot of MMA stuff. It's good. You have nothing bad to say about MMA. You saw what happened earlier this year in August. Was it August? August when Mayweather fought Conor McGregor.
Dana White's now getting, he just opened his own, he's got boxing now. He just got his boxing promoter's license.
Well, that's great.
So I mean, that just shows how strong boxing is, man.
Boxing is coming back. They know that. That's where the money's at. When McGregor fought Mayweather, where McGregor made like $100 million, Floyd made like about $3 or $4 million.
You know what the most he made before that is? McGregor was like $12 million, dude. Boxing is so profitable. It's unbelievable.
He's making a lot of money now, or he made a lot of money with that Mayweather fight. But he said, you know what? Oscar De La Hoya, he's doing some talking that he may want to. He's bringing. He said, "I want to fight McGregor."
That's so dumb, and, especially because he was the biggest. Like,
yeah, but you know, it's a good hype, you know.
Yeah, no, it's cool to talk about.
It's good to be. You know what, Oscar De La Hoya, he's 44 years young.
Yeah,
you know.
Speaking of which, Roy Jones says he's never retiring.
I can't say old because
you're right.
Because 44 is young for me. It's like, so he's 44 years young.
He is.
And he was challenging McGregor.
Oh, my goodness.
But if that fight was to happen, you know what? They'll each make a couple hundred million dollars.
You know what's messed up is I would watch it. Like, as much as I talk about it,
Everybody would watch it. Everybody was saying,
I would definitely watch
it. Everybody was saying they were not going to watch McGregor Mayweather.
I know.
And they were in for a pleasant surprise because
it was pretty fun.
McGregor gave Mayweather 10 rounds.
It was pretty fun.
You know? I mean, I didn't hear one of the fans complain.
No.
About what a lousy
fight. It was boring.
And it was
like
boring.
You did after the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. You heard that all the time, remember?
Yeah.
Everybody was mad at boxing for a while.
Yeah. But when McGregor fought Mayweather, everybody said, wow, I'm
Mayweather
satisfied.
Mayweather put on a show. So did McGregor. They both looked good. It was fun. It was exactly what you wanted it to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had the honor of working with McGregor.
I do know that.
Those there 5 weeks I was training him.
And Paulie Malignani.
Yeah, Paulie Malignaggi, we had a sparring session. I was involved in there with him.
The infamous sparring session.
They were doing, you know, 8 rounds, 10 rounds, 12 rounds, and I had the honor of being in the ring with them, giving instructions to making sure that McGregor was fighting on the rules on boxing.
Oh,
not going to the MMA punching where the guy was down.
No, why didn't you teach him not to hammer fist people?
Yeah, Robert Burns should have taken a point. Robert, you should have taken a point, buddy.
You heard him.
You're taking a point when he's out of hammer.
How many times did he do it?
Yeah, well, Robert Byrd, I should have taken a point. Robert Byrd is a good referee.
I'm kind of glad he didn't, though, because it made it more fun and it was good. But I agree, he should
Nobody
have.
Got hurt.
No, they were fine. It was fun.
It was fine. It was a lot of fun. And I'm glad nobody got disqualified, especially McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it would have been like, you know, a black eye for boxing and the sport.
Oh, of course.
But being it went the way it did. People saying, Joe, the guy wasn't hurt that bad. Even McGregor said, I wasn't hurt that bad. The referee should let it continue. But, you know, I was watching yesterday this fight on YouTube. Gerald McLennan fighting against, is it Chris Eubank? Not Chris Eubank. The other fighter from Great Britain. And anyway, McLennan, Gerald McLennan, ended up in a coma.
Oh, my God.
And you know, and this is what happens in the sport. You let the fight go too long, a fighter gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Even though McLennan, he got hurt, and he was fighting till the end, but then he took a knee.
Yeah, I read about that.
And then they had to stop the fight. And it's sad, you know.
It's hard to watch.
It
man.
Is.
You
it
know?
Is.
That's why we talk about it all the time.
You know, I call him up 3 weeks ago, two weeks ago. I call up, I got his number, and I talked to his sister, who's taking care of him, and he was able to talk to me.
Oh my goodness!
I was pleasantly surprised that he remembered me. He says, "How's your wife?" And he said, "How's your daughter?" So he knew that my daughter was in a car accident somehow.
Yeah.
He remembered those things. And she says that sometimes he speaks that you can't understand him, but there's some words I picked up, you know. And
well, that's great.
And when he asked me, "Where's your wife?" I said, "She's right here. Say hello to her." And he says, "Hello, Mrs. Cortez." And I was like, wow, you know. So that was Gerald McGlennon, who was one of the great fighters. I remember him knocking out Julian Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Julian Jackson, a great middleweight knockout artist. He knocked out Julian Jackson in Madison Square.
Julian Jackson, he said he was up for the Hall of Fame this year, right?
Well, he was, but he didn't get in.
Well,
but,
not this time.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Maybe next year he'll get in.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I was just making sure he was eligible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, guys, we have next week to talk about the results. We'll talk about the results of the Lomachenko and Rigondeaux fight. It's going to be good results. I know it's going to be a great fight.
I can't wait, man.
I hope that it turns out to be one of those fights like Pacquiao and Marquez, where they fought three times. Oh, Holyfield Reddick Bowe, where they fought three times. You know, those kind of fights are Morales against Marquez, Manny Marquez of Vasquez.
Morales versus Barrera, Morales versus Pacquiao.
Oh,
Morales had all kinds of good trilogies.
Those are the kind of fights you want to see. And I hope that this one turns out to be one of those that they say, let's do it once, twice, three times. You know, Holyfield did it with Reddick Bowe.
I hope so, man. I hope this is a great fight. I'm excited for it.
Ali did it with Frazier.
Bah, bah, bah.
A lot of great fights, you know. So I hope this coming week we get to see that with, I'm sure something good is going to happen.
I can't wait.
You know, Lomachenko and Guillermo Rigondeaux.
Loma Ringo,
yeah. Anyway, fans, nice talking to you guys out there. Catch you next week. God bless you, and keep your guards up at all times.